when Jules Verne's 1872 novel Around the World in 80 Days first appeared, it was a charming look at the carefree happenings of the world then. In 1956, it became a famous film, but in the ensuing years, it's lost much of its original charm. So today, when Arizona Theater Company mounts Mark Brown's play based on the novel, it lacks bite and sparkle as it looks back blandly at those bygone times. Brown's play turns Verne's once clever historic look into a dry and listless play that fails to engage its audience. ATC has cast a remarkable ensemble of five brilliant actors who give their all to the main characters and to an assortment of others who pop in and out as the story is told. But even the excellent cast can't stop the show from meandering dryly as it never creates a rollicking historic ride. And the stage version pales in comparison to the lavish film that took audiences around the world as it duplicated Phileas Fogg's whirlwind tour of the Earth to win a bet. Most disappointing is Kerry Wong's massive unit set that moves from locale to locale with a few furniture pieces, some props, and light fixtures that fly in and out, but none of the locales are painted with much historic reference, nor do any become the picturesque places seen in the film. Stage illusion doesn't work with a place like Around the World in 80 Days that needs beautiful representations of the places on Fogg's travels. The costumes better establish time and locale. Brown's script has a few mildly amusing jokes, but it lacks sufficient humor, and the plot fails to keep the audience interested in a tale we all know. As Fogg tries to win the bet, there's little to capture the audience because the film's version's wild and crazy travel methods are only hinted at in the stage treatment. Without the travel challenges portrayed, Verne's tale becomes nothing more than a cutesy little adventure story without any heart or soul. Also not helping is David P. Sarr's lackluster staging that fails to bring any spark to Fogg's adventures. Aside from these many shortcomings, the acting ensemble couldn't be better, from Mark Anders' worldly Fogg to John Gentry's dazzlingly sly servant and Bob Sorensen's all-knowing Detective Fix. Kyle Sorrell and Yolanda London portray a variety of other characters with distinctive charm and passion. ATC's Around the World in 80 Days won't dazzle as it plods boringly through Verne's adventure. It earns 2 stars out of 5 and continues through April 13th. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.